Welcome to The Hot Slice. I'm creative director Josh Cowan. Along with me, executive editor Denise Greer and editor-in-chief of Pizza Today, Jeremy White. What's up, guys?
Hello.
Hey, everyone.
So for the next several episodes, we, of course, are from the show floor at Pizza Expo doing interviews with operators. So this is your intro into our continuation of interviews with pizzeria operators at Pizza Expo.
Enjoy, everyone.
To deliver high-quality products, innovative technology, and custom operational solutions to restaurants of all sizes across the country. The flagship division of Performance Food Group, with deep roots in the restaurant industry, Performance Food Service has been the exclusive distributor of the Roma family of brands for more than 65 years. This signature relationship has allowed Performance Food Service to become a leader in the pizza and Italian segment of food service nationwide.
I'm Genevieve Ruby, a fifth-generation dairy farmer here in Humboldt County, California. Did you know that 99% of California's dairy farms are family-owned? And we're proud to sustainably produce the milk that goes into quality cheeses you use to create your delicious pizzas. Thanks for helping make California not only America's number one dairy state, but the leading producer of mozzarella too. We hope you enjoy this podcast.
Hey, my name is Sophia. I'm the co-owner of Atlanta Pizza Truck and the founder of Latinas in Pizza.
Okay, so first let's talk about your pizza truck. How long have you guys been in business?
Okay, we've been in business since 2020.
Okay.
Started with the pandemic.
Oh, so you're a pandemic business. All right. So I feel like the people that have come out of the pandemic are just the most resilient operators, business operators,
right.
You know. So where's your business at today versus when the pandemic was happening? Like, where are you guys at?
Well, I mean, like, I feel like we started the business and it was kind of like accidental.
Uh-huh.
Like, we weren't planning to start a business. We just were like laid off and we just started selling pizzas and it went well. And we started to sell more and more pizzas and we ended up like just doing catering, which is like what we are doing right now. We started selling, but like right now we're only doing catering and private parties.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did I see, because I actually looked at your website, did I see that you're also doing consumer products with it? Did I see that? Maybe I have somebody else.
I mean, like, we do frozen pizza dough.
Yeah, frozen pizza dough. That's what I see.
Yes.
When did you start doing that, the frozen pizza dough?
Well, it was like last year, I would say. It's been like a year. It's a very interesting product. Like, a lot of people want it. A lot of people are interested in it. But there's like a couple challenges. For example, like the shipping situation.
Yeah.
But we're still like trying to get it, always improve it, and you know, like giving a better product.
Yeah. Okay. Now, tell me about Latinas in Pizza. Like, tell me about how you started the organization and kind of what you're hoping to do with it.
Well, the organization started last year. Actually, it was like about when we were finishing the Pizza Expo. I just saw so many Latinos here and I started to meet people and I felt like there was like a gap in the market because there's so many, you know, like people that need this representation that is currently not existing. So I decided to start. I started to do like little interviews for people like maybe in back of the house. They were so excited and they were so happy to see, you know, like being represented that I just keep going and I felt like so motivated for them.
Who's in your organization? Like, are they business owners or even people that work in pizzerias, pizza professionals? Like who's, is it anybody that is Latino in the business?
Literally everyone that is Latino. Like right now we have pizza makers, business owners, distributors, like we have people all around the continent doing amazing things. Like, and they do everything that you can imagine related to pizza.
Yeah. What are you hoping to do with the organization? What's your hopes with it?
Well, first of all, I wanted to reach every time more places, like any place that you can imagine in the whole continent and even the world, because Latinos are all over the world.
Yeah.
And of course, like, I want to be able to help and change lives through pizza, which is something that is really like my motivation.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, how are you finding the stories to tell? Because I know that's a big thing of being able to amplify stories of people that don't have their stories told as much. So how have you been able to do that?
Well, I mean, like, we did a tour in January, which helped us to, like, meet so many people and get in contact with so many people that, you know, like, every time that we find someone that is, like, an interesting story, we, you know, like, keep a tab on that, and then we keep going. We are trying to do right now, like, interviews, so that is the fun part. Now, right now, we're starting. Of course, we're starting, like, with the bigger names first, but then we're also, you know, like, trying to tap on people that are, even even if they are not like such a big name, they are very interesting, and like their histories, their stories also like, you know, very interesting for people to know. Yeah,
that's awesome. Now what brought you to Pizza Expo this year?
I want to find more Latinos in pizza. That is basically the thing. I want to find more Latinos in pizza. I want to, you know, like meet with companies that we already work with, especially in our tour in January. I want to be able to like promote this dream that I have of connecting every time more Latinos. Okay. Yeah.
Tell the people how they can find you, how they can find you.
Yes. So our Instagram handle is @LatinosNPizza, EN Pizza. And then we have our website, which is latinosandpizza.org.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited to learn more. You're coming to my Women's Pizzeria Owners panel, so I'm excited to talk to you more about how we can help amplify that voice in the industry. So thank you so much.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Absolutely.
Hi, I am Jonathan Fell, operator at Jason's New York Style Pizza in Bangor, Maine.
My name is Zachary Black, and I also work at Jason's Pizza in Bangor, Maine.
That's awesome. Well, tell me a little bit about the pizzeria. What's the concept like, and what kind of pizza do you serve?
Yeah, we serve a New York style pizza, fast casual, and we're takeout and delivery mostly. We have three locations, and one of the locations has a small dining room.
Oh, wow.
But we just takeout worked really well for us, and it worked well for our customers, and so we just kind of went with that.
How long have you guys been in business?
So my parents moved to Maine in 97 and opened up the pizzeria a few months later. So we've been open since June?
27 years.
June, July of 1997.
So you're a second generation operator. That is amazing.
Yeah.
So tell me what it's like, A, growing up in the business and then taking it over.
Growing up in the business, I think I spent 6 hours at school and then 6 hours at the pizza shop every day, right? And then I do remember going through the store making pizzas, causing a mess, and then thinking I was going to run the place someday as a kid, you know? And then when I actually took over the reins, I it felt good. It felt like I belonged, you know? It just happened. You know,
So it was natural for you to get into the business. It wasn't like something where you were like, your parents were like, you're going to get in the business.
I mean, this was always the plan.
Yeah.
And for them, my parents
used to walk around and tell managers when you were a kid that you were going to be their boss someday.
Yeah.
I love that. So you were already planning to be the boss as like a little kid.
I guess so.
So how does it work with, how do you divide your partnerships when you have three restaurants and you're just trying to maintain operations? Like, who's in charge of what? What do y'all do?
Everyone knows what they're good and aren't good at, right? So it's identifying what you're good at.
Yeah.
And then trying not to step on each other's toes.
I got you.
So I handle a lot of like online ordering, websites. If an employee has a problem or a manager has a problem with the way we do something or a piece of equipment, things like that, they'll come to me. Scheduling and marketing and Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff is Zach, really.
Yeah.
I just want to take it from there.
Yeah.
That's it, basically, really.
Now, Zach, how did you get the pizza bug? Was it helping you get into the business or what?
I worked in animal welfare for 10 years before I came to pizza. So this is totally different. But I met Jonathan like almost 8 years ago, and then I was like, I needed to move closer to where he lived. So I said, I'll maybe join the pizza business. He's like, you don't want to get into this. It's a lot. And I got dragged into it. So here I am.
I think at first I told him, no, don't do it. at first I said, no, don't do it. Find something else. But I'm glad that
it remains a family business. I love it.
Yeah.
So one question about having the three locations is, do you operate those individually or do you have a commissary? Like, how does the operations work when you have three businesses?
Yeah. Right now we operate individually at each one. Our newest location, we, I don't want to say we forgot to put in like a convection oven, you know, like baked lasagna and stuff, but it didn't fit into the plan. And so we just do without it, I guess. And then we realized there were a couple items that we needed.
Yeah.
So we make like lasagna, a couple other things at another location and bring those in.
Oh, okay. So you operate a commissary out of one of your locations.
Yeah. But for the most part,
absolutely. Now, what brought you to Pizza Expo, and what are you hoping to achieve here at the show?
Well, last year we came back to Pizza Expo because we were opening a third location. So this was just equipment and new ideas. It really, really got our wheels turning for what we wanted at the new store.
Yeah.
Because we wanted it to be really efficient. Mm-hmm. We learned a lot of things from the other two stores that we don't have.
Yeah.
And so we need to make this like a really great concept. So we came here mainly for the showroom last year.
Yeah.
And then this year we just came back to just really keep our wheels turning, because we really felt like if we don't come here, we could like get a little stale with ideas. And we just want to be able to keep growing, and this helps you, you know, being with other people who have new ideas and are opening more pizza shops.
I love it. Well, with three locations, what's the master plan here? What are you hoping to have? Are you hoping to just maintain the three, or are you hoping to grow to more? And
you don't want to ask him because he's going to tell you he wants 50 by the time you're 50.
50 by 20.
All right, how are you going to do that?
How are we going to do that?
I mean, I think right now we're really trying to get our processes down and simplify things at the stores.
Yeah.
Reminding your parents, because they had two for a while, and that was a lot, that you know, we can do this. You've just got to trust some people. And that's what we've had to learn how to do the last couple of years, is really trust our employees and promote some people to different roles, because there's only two of us. So two, we could be there. Three, it's like, okay, we can't be in all three of them at the same time. And four, that definitely won't be able to happen. So
I love it.
My next thing I really want is like our food, but like kind of a warehouse vibe, with like taps, local taps, and like area where families could come and like have some green space to like hang out and stuff, because we don't have that right now. And I think our food's good enough for people to come and like sit down and enjoy.
Awesome.
I, for some reason, I like setting unachievable goals,
right? Okay,
I don't know why. It just, it pushes me to keep going and to go farther. So 50 by 2050, we're going to come up with a plan and we're gonna make it happen, right? I don't know how I'm going to do it yet, but I'm a quick learner and I'll figure it out.
You know? I love it. I cannot wait to watch you progress, and I can't wait for you to keep us posted on when you open those next stores. We want to know about it, because I'd love to share your story.
Thank you
so much.
Appreciate it.
My name is Enrico Aguila.
Sarah Aguila.
We're the owners of Uncle Rico's Pizza in Fort Myers, Florida.
All right. So first off, let's talk concept. What kind of concept do you have going down there in South Florida?
Old school mom and pop pizzeria.
Old school. What's your pizza style?
Excuse me?
What's your pizza style?
You call it New York style pizza.
New York.
But we're in Southwest Florida, so we'll call it Southwest Florida style pizza.
How different is it from New York? That, like, are you, do you change it up a little bit with the dough, or does it still fold like a New York slice?
Yeah, you can fold it like a New York slice. Yeah. The dough recipe is a little bit, you know, a little bit my style. You know, it changes for time to time. You know, the heat, the humidity, and stuff like that. So I have to change it. But it's made in Southwest Florida.
Okay, and did I hear you had some fame recently? Like, what's going on? What did you have going on?
Yeah, I think when was it in March?
No, it was September.
September. Washington Post took out an article of the best New York style pizzas in Florida, and we were ranked third.
Whoa, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So my big question is, how did you use that restaurant to increase your customer base?
Social media.
I like it. Go for it.
And it was actually a customer of ours that brought it to our attention. We didn't even know.
Wow.
So our customer blasted it on social media and came and brought us a copy of the article.
Wow. What a great ambassador for your pizzeria, right?
We love our customers. We love our community. And I thought it was a joke. So I had to really go into Washington Post to check it out. I'm like, okay, this is real.
This is legit.
And as soon as I posted it on our social media, forget it.
So what were they highlighting? Like, what did they find about your pizza that they just loved, that they ranked it so high? Like, what did they say about it?
They went to all the Google, Yelp, and all the
that you're ranked really high.
We're ranked really high. We're like 4.8, 4.9.
How'd you do that? How'd you get such a high ranking?
The food.
The food. I like
the
it.
Food, the fashion, the customer service.
I love it. Because, you know, getting a high ranking on those review sites is a very challenging thing.
It is.
Do you have a strategy with those review sites? Are you constantly on there? Are you checking it? What approach do you take?
We like to engage in our social media. We like to engage, and if a customer leaves a review, we'll thank them for it. You know, you're going to have those customers to leave like a negative review.
Yeah.
We'll thank them for the review and tell them to give us another chance to make it right.
I love that. And, you competed yesterday, huh?
No, I didn't compete. A colleague of ours did.
Okay.
All right, from Bella Napoli, Vita Angelo. And we were just there to cheer him on. Next year we'll be here.
Next year you're gonna compete. I like it.
Yeah.
We're gonna see your name up in lights.
You have it on the record now. He has to compete.
It's on the podcast.
There you go.
Just keep replaying the podcast to him.
Yeah,
okay, so what brought you to Pizza Expo, and kinda what are you looking for here at the show?
What brought us to Pizza Expo? Well, I've been doing this game for 26 years.
Yeah.
It's my passion. I love it. And Pizza Expo is to get to know what's new in the pizza world,
mm-hmm.
new pizza men and pizza women.
Yeah.
And what they offer to the game. You know,
exactly.
Never stop learning. Because
mm-hmm.
once you stop learning, you stop living.
Okay.
You know, and I'm very open-minded, and I love to learn. I love to learn.
That's really awesome.
You know?
So what's next for your restaurant? What are you looking forward to doing in the next couple of years or even 5 years with the business?
Have more seating.
Yeah, we got a little. We pack them like anchovies in our place.
How many do you seat currently?
We have 5 tables inside and 2
Whoa!
Tables outside.
Oh my
and
goodness.
There's lines.
There's lines.
Believe me, there's lines and
they will wait.
They will wait. Okay, so I'm curious. When this Washington Post article came out and you saw like a huge jump, probably in people coming, how did you manage the new influx of customers?
Well, with our dough recipe, it takes time. Like, it's like fine wine. It's got to be right. And we were selling out by 5:00.
And you were just saying, hey, we're sold out. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. A lot of people got upset, but a lot of people understood. We had to call our oven people, say we need another oven.
Wow, you had to add another oven.
Another double stack.
That's a good problem to have.
Yeah,
right?
So we're like, and I need it tomorrow. You got to wait 2 weeks. So I was like, oh my God, all right.
I love it. Well, I am so glad that you came to me and told me your story. Keep us posted.
We want to
keep following you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to get you in destinations in the magazine. So hit me up after this.
Thank you. Thank you for a great podcast. I listen to it religiously.
Oh, sweet. Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.